NASA 557, contact tower 128.15.
Caution, caution. Manual, fuel, manual, fuel.
I'm John Golia.
I'm Greg Fife.
And I'm Todd Curtis.
And we are the Flight Safety Detectives.
Between us, we have over a century of aviation accident investigation and safety experience to draw on as we discuss issues that affect all of us.
So we are qualified to share our perspectives on accidents and incidents and what can be learned from them for the future.
We're proud to say that we have two sponsors that really relate to the topic of aviation safety: the Professional Aviation Maintenance Association, or PAMA, and Avemco Insurance. Later on in the show, we'll tell you how you can get a 5% discount on your insurance just for listening to the show.
We don't just dissect the official reports. In every episode, we identify safety issues and take the mystery out of accident investigations.
So maybe pilots and their planes can have safer flights ahead.
Well, hello, Todd.
Hello again.
And we're at it again without the benefit of Mr. Fife, who's still tied up, but that's okay.
It means we get to have a little fun with this one.
Yes. Well, this one is an interesting one. We're not going to talk about accidents, but we're going to talk about Oshkosh. I felt lonely there this year, I'll be honest with you, because both you and Greg were missing, and I had to go out alone.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had to attend to doing all sorts of things that kept me away from Oshkosh, and I was so unhappy because the last time I went, I had a great time.
Yeah, I did too as well this last time and this time. It's hard to not have a good time at Oshkosh. For those out there that might not be pilots, Oshkosh is the largest air show in the world. And this year we had, I don't know what the final numbers were, but they were saying that there was almost 700,000 people that attended this week-long air show. And it was quite an adventure. A number of airplanes, there was airplanes everywhere. They fill that airport up, and they fill up every airport around it with small airplanes, big airplanes. It's just airplanes, airplanes, and airplanes. But it's not just airplanes, too. And there's a lot of helicopters. There's a lot of motorized hang gliders and parachuting. Every morning there was parachute.
There were many, many kinds of aviation there that I would not get next to because it's not my thing. It's like, you know, I went skydiving once years ago, not going to do it again. Autogyros, very nice to look at. I don't feel like flying in one. But still, no matter what your favorite flavor is in aviation. You want big jets? They got big jets. You want warbirds? They got those. You want to see military? We got military. Air shows galore. All sorts of interesting talks. Folks who in all branches of aviation, you never know who you might hear in a talk somewhere or who you might see walking around acting like a normal person. It's like, hey, I recognize that person. Again, this is the biggest air show in the country, biggest air show in the world. And there's something for almost anyone who has even a slight interest in aviation.
And the local community, the kids that turned out locally, it's just a fun time. Okay, so there's anything you want. Any kind of airplane aviation is there. You can see them flying all day long. They had the Air Force had F-35s there, and that airplane is something else. That airplane does things that I never thought you could do with an airplane. That's just an unbelievable one. We had a B-52 there. It just goes on and on and on. Everything is there. So if you're an aviation person, you got to attend that Oshkosh at least once in your lifetime.
Now, when I was there with you a couple of years ago, was there not a four-ship flyby of, I think it was an F-16, a P-51, a P-38, and something else flying together? It's like, yes. Oh, that wasn't on my bingo card.
Right. They did that again this year with the F-35, not there. They had an F-35, an F-16, a P-51, and I've forgotten what the fourth airplane was. But it's aviation from you know, I make it a point, we all did, to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning. So we'd get out of the hotel early and get down there at 7:30, and we would be there all day long. Well, before you get to the airport, all you see in the sky is airplanes flying around. The Air Force folks and the military folks are flying their practice routines. Acrobatic teams, they're flying their routines. So all day long, there's activity all around that airport, which is pretty big, and the surrounding airports. And of course, many of the airplanes go out over the lake to practice what they're doing. The lake is huge. And so they go out there and practice some of their low-level stuff. You could spend the entire week there. I came in on Tuesday. I left on Friday. So I was there the better part of 4 days. I was tired after the second day. I mean, I was burned out before it's over. It's lots and lots of walking. There's so much to see. There's so many seminars to attend. In fact, I actually had a speaking role in it this year. So I did a presentation, a safety presentation at the FAA's booth. And I guess I'm going to do more. They put the arm on me to do some more for the FAA's safety team.
This is not even mentioning the hundreds of private aircraft that fly in there. People who fly their own aircraft, sometimes even sleeping under the aircraft out on the field. And the air traffic controllers, they bring in a special group there, and they have constant comings and goings and all kinds of things going on. And again, you can do any sort of search on YouTube and look for people who have flown into this, who obviously don't fly into an airport that's busy. And you can get some idea of just how potentially chaotic it could be if the pilots aren't paying attention, if the air traffic controllers are not on the top of their game. But with rare exceptions, there are no issues when it comes to aircraft having accidents. Although, unfortunately, there was an accident this year, which happened. I believe the aircraft was inbound to the airport.
Inbound to the airport on the first day, crashed on the airport, killed the two occupants. NTSB opened an investigation. NTSB is actually there. And the FAA, with a number of inspectors are there. So it's again, if you've never gone, the description, me here sitting here right now trying to describe what it is, there's just so much. Your mind just wanders one to the other. I mean, it's everything that you could imagine. And then the shopping side of it, you've got all the manufacturers selling engines and all that. Then you have all the vendors, the smaller vendors over there selling tools, selling everything under the sun. So the big guys are there. Snap-on was there. Actually, Snap-on was there giving some pretty good deals on some tools. And there's all kinds of other tools there of, different quality levels. But everything, used parts for the airplanes. I mean, I spend several hours over there on that side of the field looking at the tools and the bits and pieces that were for sale. But if you were really looking for something for your airplane, there's parts there all over the place. And some of the parts brokers that from the salvage yards are there, some of them I knew and stopped to talk to them. But that's the other thing. When you're going around where all these displays are, it takes forever because, somebody like me and you and Greg and, anybody that's been in aviation, you can't go 50 feet without somebody stopping you, and we stopped at Avemco's booth and actually I spent some time at Avemco's booth talking to some of their customers, some of the people who watch our show, they stopped by to talk. And in fact, I got several pointers for shows in the future. Cool. From the folks that came in last year or 2 years ago, we actually had that young lady that had an accident.
Oh yeah,
and we had it. We had actually 2 days. We sat talking with her about what happened and what she learned from it and what's going on. And in fact, you were mentored her for a little while after that, if I remember right.
And it was like one of these unusual situations where it's like, oh my goodness, here's an actual real life up and coming pilot who had a potentially, very bad experience, but because of her decision making, It ended up very good for her. I mean, she survived it. She's gone on and done other things. She's also an aircraft owner at a young age. So it's good to see somebody who had something like this happen, not let it stop them from going forward in aviation.
Yes.
And, you know, Oshkosh is great. I can't wait to go back. But you don't have to go to Oshkosh or wait for next year, because there are air shows all over the country all the time, and even smaller events. For example, if you have a local airport where there's, like, you know, general aviation stuff going on and training stuff going on, they often have, like, airport days where they invite the local community to come on down, you know, walk around, see what they have, talk to the people who are there, see some airplanes up close. Sure, it's not a humongous thing with, you know, military jets and everything, but you have a family member, especially a young family member, who just has an interest in, you know, seeing what an airport's like, going beyond the fence and seeing what's there on the flight line. Look for those opportunities in your community. Or drive a couple of hours to a weekend air show and check it out.
Yes. Well, this episode will probably be aired on Labor Day week, because we all have stuff, you know, like everybody, we're going to enjoy Labor Day. And there are air shows over that weekend, and I'm planning on being at one. So we will keep you posted on all of that. Please, if you're going to be interested in aviation, go to at least one show, because it's really eye-opening, especially the safety seminars. I mean, there's so many things for pilot. Every pilot owners association is there. There's tons of information being just given out to everybody freely. So it's definitely well worth the time. And with that, I think, Todd, I'll give you the second last word.
Well, as we've probably shown you by our discussion here, it's not all doom and gloom when it comes to aviation safety, because safety encompasses a whole lot of things. Most importantly, education. And just as importantly, meeting the other people in the community. You know, there are literally hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people who are involved in aviation at all levels. We very rarely get a chance to meet more than a handful at a time. So going to an event like this, you get to be around like-minded professionals, like-minded people, like-minded enthusiasts, and you might learn more than a thing or two, more so than you can learn from YouTube or from, you know, just reading a magazine. Go out there where the action's happening and see what it looks and feels like.
Yes, I get to spend some time with the crew chiefs on the B-52, talking to them about the airplane. So there's, and I saw other people talking to the flight crews from the F-35s. I mean, it's just anybody. They're just like regular people. There was congressmen there, including the head of the House Aviation Committee. There was senators there. I mean, the whole spectrum. All these people involved are in love with aviation. They all turned out. And for the last word, I will do what I always do. If you're going to go flying, do a great session of pre-planning. Do one at home or the hotel before you go. Do it again at the airport. Make sure they agree with one another. If not, find out why. When you get out to your airplane, do a very thorough pre-flight. And that includes a cockpit check when you get in the cockpit. And when you get off the ground, put that head on the swivel. I mean, Oshkosh, you had to have that head had to be spinning with the number of airplanes in the sky there. And I didn't get to fly in that environment this time around, but I have before. And in fact, the high point of my flying, and both Greg and I flying at Oshkosh, was flying with Bob Hoover, which was quite an adventure flying with him. That man could fly. And put that head on a swivel, and please, please fly safely.
Thank you for checking out our show. We really value our listeners and subscribers. Our podcast gets ranked by you and how much you like it. So please give us 5 stars in your podcast platform.
We want to keep in contact with you. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, YouTube.
You can email the show at flightsafetydetectives@gmail.com. By the way, if you're on YouTube, we're really working on growing the channel, and it helps if you all send in comments. Please do that, and we read all the comments.
And be sure to subscribe. Remember, if you're in the market for aviation insurance, you can save 5% with Avemco just by mentioning our show. Visit them at www.avemco.com. That's it for this episode of the Flight Safety Detective. Until the next episode, fly safe.